I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The United States has warned Uganda of economic repercussions if a law banning sexual minorities with the threat of long jail terms comes into force. Sweeping legislation passed by Uganda's parliament on Tuesday criminalises anyone merely describing themselves as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender or queer. The White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said the Biden administration had grave concerns about the bill.
If the AHA is signed into law and enacted, it would impinge upon universal human rights, jeopardize progress in the fight against HIV/AIDS, deter tourism and invest in Uganda, and damage Uganda's international reputation.
Boris Johnson has denied lying to fellow members of Britain's Parliament about pandemic lockdown parties at his official residence when he was Prime Minister. Mr. Johnson acknowledged having misled Parliament, but said that he hadn't done so deliberately. Helen Catt reports.
Mr. Johnson told the committee that, hand on heart, he had not lied to Parliament. Over the course of around 3 hours of at times tense questioning, he maintained that what he had told the Commons was what he honestly believed to be true at the time. He said that he had believed that all of the events he attended, including leaving dues and gatherings to thank staff, had been essential or reasonably necessary for work purposes. He also dismissed suggestions that it would have been obvious to him that social distancing guidelines in particular had not been followed at events at which he had been. He said that you couldn't put an electrified force field around every human being, and while some photographs showed what he characterised as not perfect social distancing, he still believed it fell within the guidelines.
US stock markets have fallen after the central bank decided to move forward with another rise in interest rates. The key index, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, closed down by 530 points, or 1.6%. Shares in banks saw some of the steepest falls, with investors still fearful about the health of the financial system. The Federal Chair, Jerome Powell, moved to calm markets.
Our banking system is sound and resilient, with strong capital and liquidity. We will continue to closely monitor conditions in the banking system and are prepared to use all of our tools, as needed, to keep it safe and sound. In addition, we are committed to learning the lessons from this episode and to work to prevent episodes from events like this from happening again.
U.S. financial regulators have announced fraud charges against the Chinese cryptocurrency entrepreneur Justin Sun, the actress Lindsay Lohan, the YouTuber Jake Paul, and six other celebrities were fined for having promoted Mr. Sun's assets on social media without disclosing that they were being paid to do so. Mr. Lohan and Mr. Paul and others paid a total of $400,000 to settle the case. This is the world news. The World Health Organization says the global spread of cholera, particularly in Africa, has worsened since its last assessment in early February. Four new countries now report cases of the disease: Tanzania, Zambia, Zimbabwe and South Africa, making 24 countries in total. The Pakistani opposition leader Imran Khan has accused the country's election commission of violating the constitution by postponing until October elections in Punjab province, which were due to take place next month. Ambassador Ethirajan reports.
A coalition led by Mr. Khan's party was in power in Punjab before the legislature was dissolved in January. According to the constitution, a new poll should be held within 90 days of dissolution. Mr. Khan has urged the judiciary to intervene to uphold the constitution. The latest decision by the commission will infuriate Mr. Khan's supporters and is likely to worsen Pakistan's ongoing political instability. The country is also witnessing an economic crisis. With just enough foreign currency reserves to pay for around 2 months of imports, Pakistan is desperately looking for a bailout from the International Monetary Fund to avert an economic meltdown.
Saudi state media says the foreign minister, Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, has agreed to meet his Iranian counterpart soon in the latest thawing of relations between the Middle Eastern powers. Prince Faisal spoke to Hossein Amir Abdullahian in a phone call to mark the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Opposition politicians and union leaders in France have criticised President Emmanuel Macron for comments in which he defended his decision to force through changes to the pension system. They've accused him of arrogance and being in denial in the face of continued protests and his unexpectedly narrow win in a confidence motion earlier this week. That's the BBC News.